This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee for Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, is set to visit senators this week as she hopes to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the High Court. Her addition would represent the most dramatic ideological change on the Supreme Court in nearly 30 years. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
It would also cement conservative dominance of the court for years to come. Gloria Brown Marshall, professor of constitutional law at John Jay College, says based on Barrett's record and what she has stated, one thing is certain.
She is going to use the inroads made by Ruth Bader Ginsburg to undo the inroads made for women.
New York Law School constitutional law professor Donnie Gewurztz.
Amy Coney Barrett's position specifically on Roe versus Wade is unclear. Certainly, as an appellate judge, she dissented in a number of cases that upheld abortion restrictions.
I'm Julie Walker.
An in-depth newspaper report claims U.S. President Donald Trump did not pay any income tax 10 of the past 15 years. The New York Times said Mr. Trump did not pay during that time because he reported losing more income than he made. At a White House news conference, President Trump says information about his taxes, quote, will be revealed, though he acknowledged fighting efforts, including from Congress, for access to his returns.
They're doing their assessment. We've been negotiating for a long time. Things get settled, like in the IRS. But right now, when you're under audit, you don't do it. You don't do that.
The European Union and Britain began a decisive week of talks Monday in Brussels. Both said a post-Brexit deal was still some way off, and differences persisted over putting in place